The cavalcade of sports is on the air. Gillette presents the 11th annual All-Star Baseball game between six teams of the American National League
at Chide Park in Philadelphia.
For this privilege, the Gillette Safety Razor Company is contributing $25,000 to the Major Leagues Fund, which provides baseball equipment to our armed forces. We wish to thank the sponsors of regularly scheduled programs for generously relinquishing their time and making this public service broadcast possible. In the event, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any important news bulletins forthcoming as the game progresses, they will be quickly relayed to you during the course of our broadcast. This is Mel Allen speaking through the facilities of the Columbia Broadcasting System, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and affiliated stations. Red Barber and Bill Corum are with me to help give you a vivid word's eye picture of every play, plus the color and highlights of tonight's game. The fans of historic Chide Park, scene of an all-star game for the first time, are jammed with a baseball-loving crowd who are keenly wondering what will be recorded in the way of dramatic achievements tonight to add to the thrill-packed pages of this midsummer classic. Even now, they're buzzing with reminiscent chatter of what has gone before, and the applause of the umpires take their place on the field, and the American League, the home team, in tonight's game, trots out onto the field. The Star-Spangled Banner has already been played prior to our coming onto the air, and we're just about ready to play ball. Many of the game's greatest stars are missing tonight because of their presence in our armed forces. But a good representation has been marshaled to put these two ball clubs representing the American and National Leagues on pretty even terms. And here quickly is the starting lineup, and then we'll get going with the ball game. For the visiting team, the National League, and we'll give it to you quickly. The boys are about ready to play. In the order in which they bat, Stan Heck of the Chicago Cubs, third base. Billy Herman of the Brooklyn Dodgers, second base. Stan Musial of the St. Louis Cardinals, left field. Bill Nicholson of the Chicago Cubs, right field. Albie Fletcher of the Pittsburgh Pirates, first base. Walker Cooper of the St. Louis Cardinals, catching. Harry Walker of the St. Louis Cardinals, center field. Marty Marion of the St. Louis Cardinals, shortstop. And pitching for the National League, starting off, is Martin Cooper. For the American League, there's a throw down to second. George Case leading off, right field. Ken Keltner, Cleveland, third base. Dick Wakefield, Detroit, left field. Vern Stevens, St. Louis, shortstop. Then comes Siebert, Labs early. Dorn Leonard will get to the other boys. Bear the lineups very quickly. And here is a veteran of many All-Star and World Series broadcasts to tell you what's going to happen in the first four and a half innings. The old redhead, Red Barber.
Thank you, Mel. Leonard makes his first pitch to Hack, and it swung on and hit down back of second base and through in the center field for a clean single. And Stanley Hack leads off the All-Star Classic, the 11th annual, hitting Leonard's first pitch ball sharply back to the middle, a solid ground single right out in the center. And the first pitch is resulted in the first hit of the ball game. And Stanley Hack, captain of the Chicago Cubs, leads off for the National League. Stepping in to hit number two is Billy Herman, who's playing once again in the standing hack, but they're reunited on the All-Star team, as Herman is now with Brooklyn Hack, of course, remaining with the Cubs. Leonard, who first came into the major leagues with the Dodgers, now with Washington, throws over to first, not in time. Siebert of the Athletics returns. He's a left-handed thrower. Leonard, big right-hander, a knuckleballer, Herman in a crouch, right-hand hitter, and takes high inside for ball one. The umpires, Eddie Rommel, who put in many, many years at Chide Park, pitching for Connie Mack's Athletics. Rommel back at the plate of the American League. We'll pick up the rest in a moment. Leonard in position, checks the runner, delivers. Herman swings and fouls the ball off, reaching for a high outside pitch. Hack was going, the hit and run was on. Mike Gonzalez is coaching back at first base for the National League All-Star squad, and coaching back off third is Billy Southwick, the manager and skipper of the world champion Cardinals, and so the two coaches who work together all through the year are working together for the National League tonight. Herman takes the next pitch, a curve down outside. Early, who is Leonard's regular battery mate with Washington, going down into his right for a nice stop. For those of you who just tuned in, Hack opened up for the National League with a single on the first pitch, and the count is now two balls, one strike to Herman, the number two hitter. Throw to first, Hack steps back, Siebert makes the tag, but not in time. Jock O'Connor of the National League staff is the first base umpire. Joe Rue of the American League staff at second. Tom Dunn of the National League at third. Herman swings at a bounding ball down full into left center. Hack is around second. He's coming on the third. It's a base hitter single for Herman. And the ball was hit through the spot vacated by shortstop Vernon Stevens of the St. Louis Crowds. With Hack breaking for second base,
That's one advantage of a hit-and-run play. Either the shortstop or the second baseman has to go into the bag and thus open up a hole. And as Hank broke for second, Stevens, the shortstop, started for the bag, and Herman pulled the ball just to the left of the mound and threw right where Stevens had been, a single into left field. Stepping in now is Stan Musial. He's playing left field. He's with the St. Louis Cardinals. The left-hand hitter standing well back in the box and swings and hits a long fly ball deep into right center. Chet lobs the center fielder under it. There's the catch. And in the score comes Stanley Hack. And Herman holds it first as the throw in is cut off by Bobby Doerr at second. So the National League quickly goes ahead. 1-2-0. Stanley Hack opening up with a single. Billy Herman following with a single. Through the shortstop gap that was open when Hack broke for second base, and Musial's long fly to the center fielder bats in the run. Big Bill Nicholson of the Chicago Cubs stepping in to run batted in for Musial on his first at-bat in his first All-Star game in his second year in the majors. Big Nicholson up and takes a pitch outside for ball one. Nicholson is the big brawny back of the starting National League squad as far as home runs go. He has hit 11 so far in the regular season. Jim Bankby of the Cleveland Indians and Hal Newhouser of the Detroit Tigers are warming up the American League. Leonard on the mound throws back over to first, and Herman returns easily ahead of it. The defense is toward right and deep on Nicholson. Pumps that stick and misses at a low knuckler. 1-1. One man out. The score 1-0 favor the National League. The first out was used to get in the run from third base. Musial batting it in with a long fly ball. Leonard, the right-hander, works outside for ball two. Fastball. Two balls, one strike. It is Leonard and Early from the Washington Nationals. Starting battery for the American League. Siebert of the A's is at first base. Bobby Doerr of the Red Sox at second. We'll check the rest in a moment. Leonard pitches. Nicholson swings and grounds the ball to first base. Siebert throws down the second. One out. The return back. Not in time at first base. It's a forced play. First baseman Siebert taking a high bounder, two steps inside first base, throwing down to Vern Stevens at second base. The shortstop getting credit for the put out on the forced play. Herman forced. First baseman to the shortstop. And Nicholson beats the relay back to Siebert at first base. Having on at first, scored as a force out, two men down. And L.B. Fletcher of the Pittsburgh Pirates stepping in. Left-hand hitter standing right off the plate. Nicholson at first, two down. Fletcher takes a low outside curve. Ball one. Stevens of the Browns is at short, and Ken Keltner, the great third baseman of the Indians, comprises the remainder of the first line for the American League starting team. It's noteworthy in that not a Yankee is starting. First time that's happened. There's a bounding ball, hit slowly down towards second base. Doyle have to hurry. The throw to first is in time by a step. And Fletcher is out on a half speed hopper down to the second baseman. Doerr on to Siebert. The outfield that started for the American League was Lobbs in center, flanked by George Case of Washington in right field, and in left field was freshman Dick Wakefield. Now for the National Leaguers, who are ahead 1-0. They're walking out to the mound, and it is the celebrated Cooper Brothers, the firm of Mort the pitcher and Walker the catcher. Big Mort Cooper of the Cardinals has won 11 games this year and lost 5 in his league. He pitched 4 shutouts. He started 16 times, the lead 4 times, pitched 13 complete games, and he's beaten at least once every team in the National League. So he has demonstrated all-around sound strength. And of course, he wishes to make a brilliant recouping of his all-star fortunes. He was the starting pitcher last year, and before he realized it, before the first inning was over, the American League had gotten the winning margin. Boudreau opened with a home run, and came a double by Henrik, and then York powered another homer, and when the game wound up 3-1, you can see what that start meant. So it is Cooper and Cooper the battery. At first base, Fletcher of the Pirates, who came on to the squad when Frank McCormick of Cincinnati, ailing with a bad back, was unable to participate. Billy Herman is at second base. He's the top man and runs batted in for either major league so far this year with 59. At shortstop is the Octopus, Slats Marion. And at third base, Stanley Hack of the Cubs. The outfield is Nicholson of the Cubs in right. In center is Harry Walker of the Cardinals and Musial of the Cardinals in left. First up now for the American League is George Case of Washington, right-hand batter, an open stance. And he is hit on the left hip and moves down to first base, hit by the first pitch ball. Just a moment. He brought his left arm down across his left hip, and apparently he was hit just under the left elbow. Goes down there rubbing it a little bit, and he's hit by the pitch. Lena Blackman of the Athletics is coaching at first base of the American Leaguers, and Art Fletcher, who is always MacArthur's third base coach, is at third base tonight. So on the first pitch ball, Mort Cooper puts the potential tying run on at first. Case is standing off, rubbing that hand a little bit. Apparently hit between the wrist and the elbow of his left arm. Ken Keltner up. The infield remains back. The outfield toward left. Keltner of the Indians pulls that bat straight up in the air in a crouch deep back of the plate and takes a sharp pitch over for a call strike. The Cooper boys. Mort, the pitcher, is 2 years the senior. Walker down, giving the sign back of the plate. The right-hander throws. There's a high foul that is going into the stands and back to first base. In fact, on top of the stands. There it is, kicking around. Bounces off. Down in the National League bullpen, backing up Cooper in case gets off to a faltering start. These games, things happen so suddenly, you have to keep fellas ready in the bullpen. Left-hander Max Lanier of the Cardinals and right-hander Alva Javery of the Braves are warming up. Case stepping off first, still rubbing rather tentatively that left elbow. There's a throw to first, not in time. Two strikes to Keltner, nothing in two. Infield goes back even a step deeper. The pitch is inside at the shins, a fastball. Turn loose, sort of sidearm. Ball one. The score is 1-0 in favor of the National League All-Stars. The American League is just coming to bat for the first time. They have the tying run at first if they can get it 270 feet around. Nobody out. Keltner of the Indians up. On deck to follows Wakefield. There's a pitch low outside. Four ball two. Curveball. Big Maud, who likes to wear 13. Kicks a little dirt. Takes the sign from his brother. Keltner, his rear foot on the back line of that box. Crowds that plate from behind his right-hand hitter. Partially open stance, steps up, swings and hits a foul ball out along the right field line, and it is dropping untouched between second baseman Herman and right fielder Nicholson. Nicholson came charging from right field, running with all he had and ran out from under his cap. Billy Herman going out from second base, and the ball dropped right between them, each a step away. So the count holds as it was, two balls and two strikes. Stanley Hack from third comes over and talks to Mort Cooper, and there's Walker, the catcher, coming out. Billy Southworth, who is managing the National League All-Stars by virtue of being the pennant winner in the league last year, has started from his own ball club five of his players. There are five Cardinals beginning. There are two Cubs, one Pirate, one Dodger. For the first time, there's not a Yankee starting in the American League All-Stars squad. Keltner swings and fouls a pitch down onto the ground. Back. And it is still 2-2. Nobody out. Last of the first inning. They're playing Keltner the pull around toward left. Washington has the most number of players starting in the American League squad. The Nationals are the Senators. They're called both with equal facility. Three men beginning. St. Louis Browns have two. Big Cooper in position, works. Keltner swings and misses for strike three. And that fourth ball got him. When it was rumored a day or so ago that Bonham would probably be the starting pitcher for the American League squad, everybody said, well, the two forkball artists will be going. But Bonham is not starting. However, Mort Cooper is. Each one has a forkball. So that's the first strikeout. And now stepping in is freshman Dick Wakefield, the first major leaguer to rack up 100 save hits so far this year, and the only one so far. Swings and hits a bounding ball back of second base. Herman up, throws over to Marion, and there's a forced play at second, and that's all. Coming in there with a very hard slide was Case. It was a half-speed bounding ball that Herman came up with deep behind second and flipped to Marion, and there was no time even for an attempted throw to first. So it's a forced play at second. In the parlance of the game, they got the first run. The first run, and Case forced the second base to the shortstop. It was Herman of Brooklyn to Martin Marion of St. Louis. Stepping in now, Stevens of the Browns. Right-hand batter spreads those feet wide apart, takes the first pitch, which is outside, and as it goes down to first, Fletcher has to lean off the bag, falling in the direction of second base in order to prevent the ball from being thrown into right field. Ball one, a pseudo pitch out. Vern Stevens, square-shouldered, strong right-hand batter, spreads those feet just as far as he can, right off the plate, and takes a curve low outside for ball two. Stevens, who's been the pacemaking percentage hitter all season in the American League. Dick Wakefield leading down off first base. Throw to first, not in time. Wakefield didn't stay up in batter's box long. He went after the very first pitch. Cooper pitches, and Stevens hits a bounding ball to short. Marion up with it. They throw over to first base to Fletcher in plenty of time. Stevens thrown out by a three-step short to first. For the American League, no runs, no hits, one man left. For the National League, no errors. At the end of the first inning, it is 1-0 in favor of the National League. Isn't it significant, fans, that the players in tonight's game, from Chandler, Dickey, and the Cooper brothers on through, plus managers Joe McCarthy and Billy Southworth as well, shave with the Gillette Blue Blade and recommend it to their friends? Significant, I'll say. But not a bit surprising if you ask the old redhead. Ball players are like millions of other men who are on their toes and take pride in their appearance. They want the slickest, cleanest shaves that are in the cards. The kind that make you look and feel right on the button. And brother, that's the kind you enjoy with the Gillette Blue Blade. Yes, sir? You get the best-looking, most refreshing shaves of your life. That's because the Gillette Blue Blade has the sharpest, smoothest finished edges ever produced. In fact, you can search the world without finding another blade as keen, as easy shaving, or as long-lasting. 1-0 in favor of the National League, and we're ripping now into the second inning. Leonard settled down after a rocky start. Two singles greeted him by the first two batters. And here is catcher Cooper, Walker Cooper, of the St. Louis Cardinals, right-hand batter. Leonard pitches low outside, early going to his right again. Ball one. It was rather obviously natural that with a pitch as difficult to catch as Leonard's knuckler, that his own receiver, Jake Early, would be his starting battery mate, which is the way it's working. Walker Cooper hits a high pop fly back of second. There's Bobby Dorr of the Red Sox waiting. And he has it. One up and one out. And Harry Walker of the St. Louis Cardinals. There are two brother acts here. I think that is quite a record. There are the Cooper brothers, the battery, and Harry Walker is the younger brother of Dixie Walker of the Dodgers, and Dixie is over in the National League dugout. We've had no changes in playing personnel. Harry Walker stepping in. Left-hand batter, and then steps back out of the box again. Time is automatically called by plate umpire Eddie Rummel. The umpires will change in the middle of the fifth inning. Leonard works. There is a line drive right back at the mound. Leonard can't hold it. Picks it up, throws over to first in time, and Harry Walker's out. Leonard had that one hit right squarely back at his belt buckle. He had to stop it. He didn't have any alternative. In other words, it was either the line drive or Leonard. He knocked it down. In fact, he almost held it. But the ball rolled out of the pocket of his glove down on the ground. He picked it up through the first. So it is two up and two down for the National Leaguers. And Snatch Marion. Marty Marion of the Cardinals. Great fielding shortstop. Tall, rangy right-hand hitter. Takes a strike. There was a curveball through there. Nothing in one. The outfield is toward left. Infield straight away and deep. Marion takes low outside. Ball one. Leonard likes to get ahead of batters and then make them hit that knuckler, if he can. That's the way most knuckleball pitchers like to work. Right-hander delivers. There's a knuckler that swung on and hit back past the mound to short. Stevens juggles it. By the time he picks it up, he cannot even throw. And we await the judgment of the official scorer as to how that is to be scored. Safely on at first base is Marty Marion, the shortstop for the National Leaguers. We haven't heard from the official scorer as yet. Mort Cooper stepping in. Right-handed hitter, and he is an excellent hitter among pitchers. Two men out. The score score 1-0, favor the National League. The first pitch is on the outside. Sliding curve. Ball one. We have sent a messenger down to the official scorer to get the ruling on that play just a moment ago. There's a strike swinging, and it is 1-1. For the sake of your scoring, if you must put something down, that pencil is jumping nervously in your fingers, I think you can probably score that as an error with a pretty good margin of security. Pitch is outside to Cooper for ball two, 2-1. There's that big 13 shining on the back of his blouse. Lennon is wearing 16 on the back of his uniform blouse. Regular season, he's won 5, lost 8 with Washington. Big right-hander pitches, Mort swings, and there's a drive hit out into center, and Labs waiting right in his tracks, doesn't move, and makes the catch. So, that's all for the National League, top of the second inning, and they're still leading 1-0, the American League coming in for the last half of the second. Well, maybe you wonder how I can be so sure about it when I say that today's Gillette Blue Blade has the sharpest, smoothest finished edges ever honed. Well, fans, it's easy to answer. You see, to produce these edges, it was first necessary for Gillette technicians to perfect an instrument capable of measuring seamless with scientific accuracy. Thus, they developed Gillette's famous electronic sharpness comparator, which reveals the edge characteristics of all blades. The evidence is definite, conclusive. No other blade is as sharp, easy shaving, or long-lasting. If you haven't tried today's Gillette Blue Blade, you have a big surprise coming. It whisks off tough beard with the lightest, easiest stroke you can imagine. There's no drag, no pull. Your face looks smooth, feels refreshed. I see if I'm not right. Dick Siebert of the Athletics, hometown crowd, gives him a big hand, sets in batter's box, swings on the first pitch with a drive going into center field, and Harry Walker comes on for the catch of a line drive, hits straight out into center. And Dick Siebert of the A's, left-hand-hitting first baseman, swings on the first pitch ball, open up the last of the second, and his line drive is caught in straightaway center field by Harry Walker of the Cardinals. We have just received the official word from the scorer that Marion is to be scored as reaching first in the top of this second inning on the error chargeable to shortstop Stevens of the American League. So that's the first error. Up now is Chet Labs of the St. Louis Browns. Takes a curveball through there for a call strike. Chet is a stockyish, powerful right-hand batter. He's hit 11 home runs so far this year. He and Stevens between them have accounted for 23 round triples. There's a fastball on the outside, ball one. Score 1-0 in favor of the National League. Hack opened up for the single, went to third on Billy Herman's single. Put on the same act they did for years, and they were both together with the Cubs. And then Musial's long fly ball got in the run. Mort Cooper delivers, and there's a foul back. Lab swinging. One ball, two strikes, one man out. Nobody on, last of the second. It's a great crowd to see this great game at Shibe Park, Philadelphia. The outfield is deep. Round toward left. Lab sets. Cards that plate from behind. It's a right-hand batter. Open stance. Cooper pumps. Big right-hander delivers a high fastball, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The total so far, one run, two hits, and no errors for the National Leaguers. No runs, no hits, and one error for the American League. Cooper of the Cardinals delivers. Labs of the Browns takes on the outside, and it's a full count for the first time in the ballgame. 3-2. Right-handed pitcher, right-hand hitter. Lights shine brilliantly down. This is the first of the 11 All-Star games to ever be played as a night game. Cooper pumps twice. Goes up high. Comes down high inside for ball four, and the first base on balls is given up. Down to first base. Cuts Chet Lab. And once again, the American League puts the tying run on at first base. Jake Erling of Washington, Leonard, starting battery mate, the catcher, left-hand hitter, sets himself. He sort of crowds that plate from behind. He's a left-hand batter. They play him to pull slightly around toward right. The National League infield moves up a couple of steps except for Herman at second, who remains back. Early swings and misses. Cooper sliced that one in there. And then his brother promptly winged the throw down to first to Fletcher. Not in time. Labs the Browns back. First base coach is Lena Blackman of the Athletics. Pushing at third is Art Fletcher of the Yankees. Joe McCarthy, of course, is managing the American League squad. Early sets in and takes a pitch that is low and outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And McCarthy dressed for this ball game. He dressed, of course, in the Athletics clubhouse, which is the home clubhouse at Shy Park. And McCarthy said it's the first time he's been in that Athletics clubhouse since 1929, when he went in there to congratulate Mr. Connie Mack. Early takes a pitch just outside. Fast ball. Two balls, one strike. So that's a long time, you might say, between visits to one clubhouse. In other words, Joe has been coming to this ballpark any number of times every year, but he's always used the visitors' clubhouse. And speaking about that corollary, he said it's the first time that he's ever been in the dugout that he is in tonight, which is the home dugout. Philadelphia. Pitches inside for ball three, and Cooper, having trouble with his control, is now behind Early, 3-1. And Early takes a flash down at Fletcher, the third base coach, to see just what's up now about hitting and taking, whether a run and hit play might be on. Labs is also looking. Leads down off first. Fletcher is two steps back of the bag. He's not holding him tightly on. One man out. There goes Labs, and Early swinging fouls it off. And so the run and hit was on. Full count of 3-2. For the second time in the National League bullpen, left-hander Lanier of the Cardinals and a big raw-bone right-hander from the Boston Braves, Alva Javery, start working. To show the closeness of the present great situation, last afternoon late, the call came that Howard Paulette could not be here but would have to report to the Army immediately. Great young southpaw of the Cardinals. It's five shutouts this year, and his last three games were shutouts. His place was taken on the squad by Ace Adams, who previously had been nominated as the batting practice pitcher. And Johnny Whitting of the Giants was then brought on to be the batting practice pitcher. Now Cooper ready to pitch 3-2. There goes Labs, and Early takes ball four on the outside and two successive walks. Now the American Leaguers have their best threat going. They have a runner at second base in scoring position if a base hit is forthcoming. Here's Billy Herman walking in from second now to talk to Mark Cooper. Sandy Hack cuts over from third. Forgotten are all the league rivalries, which are indeed strong and strenuous, here this evening under the lights at Shire Park, as these players band together league against league. Now stepping in is Bobby Dorr, great second baseman of the Boston Red Sox, right-hand batter, very much an open stance, sets that bat high above his right ear, takes the first pitch in there for a strike. Call strike. Labs of the Browns leading down off second base. Early of Washington off first. Two straight walks. Score 1-0. The National League and the American League putting on their best threat. One man out. Last of the second inning. Big Cooper in position. Delivers. Dorr swings. There's a fly ball going way back into left field. Back goes Musial. Leaps. He can't get it. It's in for a home run. Once again, the American Leaguers pull a familiar trick. Bobby Dorr coming up with the first hit for the American League. Hits a home run into the lower left field stands. And it is 3-1 in favor of the American Leaguers. That is their first hit. For Dorr, it's his seventh home run of this year. He hit six in the first half of the American League race. Stepping in now and feeling better about things is Dutch Leonard of Washington. He's now two runs ahead, where just a minute ago he was a run behind. In the bullpen for the American League, and apparently unlimbering now to be the second pitcher, is left-hander Hal Newhouser of the Detroit Tigers. Cooper delivers to Leonard. Inside for ball one. And Bobby Dorr, when he cut, he really hit for it all, and it is a home run following those two walks, and it's 3-1. Favor the American League. Big Cooper delivers, and Leonard takes on the inside for ball two. Lanier and Javery, needless to remark, keep falling down in the National League bullpen, which is down in the right field corner. And for the second straight All-Star game, Cooper has had a home run jar him heavily. There's a called strike over to Leonard, and the count now goes to 2-1. Still just one man out. After Siebert opened up with a line drive, which was hit hard to center fielder Harry Walker, walks to Labs and early, followed by Dawes' home run. Cooper pitches 2-1 to Leonard, and there is a pop fly going out along the right field line and dropping in for a base hit. Leonard holds it first base. Fletcher went back. Nicholson, the right fielder, came in. Neither could get within 5 steps of it. A fly ball inside the right field line, fair by about 5 feet. That's a single for Leonard, who now undoubtedly feels twice as happy about things as if one thing that a pitcher likes, it is coming up with a base hit. At the top of the order now, George Case coming up for his second at-bat. Playing right field tonight, lead outfielder of the Washington club, right-hand hitter who on the first pitch ball to an American League batter, Case found it hitting up against his left elbow. Cooper delivers, and Case takes a strike. Ball strike, nothing in one. Outfield step toward left. Soon as one man out, it is 3-1. On Dawes' home run, following two walks for the American League, there's a pitch low outside, just missing. Didn't miss by much. Not by more than the width of a Gillette blue blade. One ball, one strike. Score 3-1. Favor the American League. Cooper pitches, and Case swinging hits a foul ball back into the stands. The National League run, I would say, was very cleverly gained, because after Hack's single, a hit and run play, and Herman hit through a hole vacated by the shortstop. There was nothing very clever about Dawes' swing. That was just the broad back. Big home run following two walks. 3-1. American League, and Case up there. And takes inside. Ball two. 2-2. Last half of the second inning. Still one man out. Runner at first base. Pitcher Leonard of Washington. Dropped a single inside the right field line. Case swinging and hits a foul ball into the stands behind the National League dugout, which is on the first base side. The applause there is for the catch by the spectator. Big Cooper in battle. Bet he's thinking about the polo grounds this time last year, too. Probably can't help it. Another American League home run. The pitch high inside for ball three. And Big Mort, it seems that the fates do not smile kindly on him in All-Star games and World Series practices. He was unable to win in the World Series last year. I think that was one of the big newsworthy things in that great series, which Gillette also brought you. There's a bounding ball hit wide to third. Hacker, one-handed stabbing stop, throw to Herman. One out to throw to first. Double play, and so ends the second inning. Case hit a bounding ball into the hole between third and short. Hack came up with it. Reaching with his glove, going to his left, threw down to Billy Herman. They haven't forgotten the combination, although a couple of years have prevented them, separated them from being teammates with Chicago. And Herman then threw on the Fletcher of Pittsburgh at first, and so has executed the first double play. And it is 3 runs on 2 hits. Nobody left for the American League last of the second inning, and the National League, there were no errors. So the total at the end of 2 innings, 3 runs, 2 hits, 1 error for the American League. And it is 1 run on 2 hits and no errors for the National League, and all runs are cleanly earned. And now on our broadcast from Shive Park, Philadelphia, another in Gillette's cavalcade of sports. We're going to pause for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.